Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover a wide range of topics from common courtesies and communication skills to everyday life interactions, only to name a few. We should all be aware that etiquette truly encompasses every area of our lives. If you are listening live, call 516-418-5894. And now, here is your host, certified speaker, teacher, trainer, author, and coach, Miss Donna.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you encourage. Let him know that you encourage. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? Today is Sunday, April 19, 2020, and we are broadcasting live from the city of Atlanta. This evening, we will discuss homeschooling, distance learning, so stay tuned. Well, I want to certainly welcome the new listeners. And for the benefit of the new listeners, since the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway, we want to just always take a moment at the top of the show to answer that question. That would only be appropriate etiquette, right? So etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket, and it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, Charles I and II of England copied these rules from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. Well, once again, welcome. Everyone, welcome. Oh my, we have a power-packed program for you this evening. We have such a wonderful panel of educators from pre-K to high school. So we are certainly going to cover every area of education this evening. Now, of course, we keep hearing the words unprecedented, unusual, the new norm, and it certainly applies to education, as, of course, I know that all the parents and the teachers alike have actually found out and are embracing. And, of course, one of the main reasons we're doing this show, and I believe this is the seventh in our Be Encouraged series, but the main reason we're doing this is so that we can encourage parents, we want to encourage the students, we want to even encourage the teachers, because we are all busy doing something new and different. And of course, the parents are learning, and some of them are coupling that with working from home as well. So they're juggling, and there, of course, are many parents that are home that by way of either losing their job or being laid off temporarily or whatever the case may be. So we do want to help. And by the way, if you want to join the conversation, you can call 516-418-5894. Or you can certainly send us an email, as some of you have already done already, and that's MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail. So what I want to do, just first of all, I did mention that we had a Power Pack panel as well. We have Ms. Teresa Brown, who is an educator with over 30 years experience beginning at pre-K, going up. We have Dawana Swift, who is a therapist, Lisa Pate, the middle school area, and Victoria Goya is the high school area. So you will hear from all of these ladies tonight. I want to start, actually have gone through some of the emails, and I want to sort of begin as we begin to bring our professionals on this evening. I do want to start with some of the ones that I guess are most concerning. I mean, they're all very concerning, but some of them that are most concerning are some of the children who are experiencing depression. And so what I want to do, actually, I want to go ahead. I want to bring on Dawana Swift, first of all, because that's really where I feel led to begin, is to address some of the ones who are having really emotional challenges. Dawana, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it is a pleasure. I'm so grateful that you've taken time out of your schedule this evening to come and assist and to encourage some of the parents. And Dawana, if you want to just tell them a little bit about yourself, you can do that first if you'd like. And by
okay.
the way, she's no stranger to our show. Sorry about that, but to let them know that you have been on before and you have helped us out before. So go right ahead.
Yes, I have been on the show before, and I'm glad to be back. And I'm a therapist here in Decatur, Georgia, and I have an office here in Decatur. And my private practice is called Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services, and I've been in providing therapy services for over 10 years, and I see children, adults, and families. So I work with kids and families, and I provide therapy for those who are coping with anxiety, depression, trauma, so and all different other types of problems, and just helping families to work together, improve their communication and interactions with each other.
Wonderful, and we certainly thank you for that. So this one, I'm going to have you address this one, and then Ms. Teresa as well. The first one says, Ms. Donna, I have a kindergartner and a first grader that is doing well online learning, but my fourth grader is not. He doesn't seem to remember how to do his work. In fact, he has been very depressed. Can the therapist give me ideas on how to get him to open up? We live in California. Okay, so start there.
This can be a very difficult time because right now kids are missing their friends a lot since they can only stay in the house or go in the front yard or out with parents, but they're missing seeing their friends at school. So that can be really depressing for them. So I would suggest that she, really talk to her child, just sit down and have a one-on-one conversation and try to be calm and supportive and let her child know that she's there to talk about any concerns they're having and just let her know she's there to help. And she will have to make sure that she review any assignments, go over the assignments with her child in the beginning, probably, to make sure that her child is really getting the information and grasping it, and just to make sure that the child is understanding everything they're required to do. Because you can communicate with the teacher sometimes as well, too. So you can communicate online. You can send text messages sometimes, I know, during certain periods. So you can talk to the teachers and ask for any help that may be needed. But providing that support for the child in the beginning by going over the work with them can be really good for the kid. And then providing some breaks. You need to also provide, you know, time in there for the kid to take breaks, not just have them do hours of work from 8 until, you know, 4 on or on down. You need to have them take 15-minute breaks or a 30-minute break. You know, have them take breaks to so that they can, you know, recoup and not just because when you're in school, you do take some breaks. You have bathroom breaks. You go to lunch. So you do need to take some breaks to do other things. Maybe talk to a friend or watch something on TV or something. But and then you can go back to doing more work so that everything is not just work, work, work. So breaks are really good too.
So what would you suggest to her as a conversation starter, if you would, about the depression part that she, her fourth grader is feeling right now? And it, of course, we know that it has to do with, you know, what we're all dealing with, but maybe something kind of simple, what would you suggest for her to start that particular conversation out?
Well, she can just say, just let her kid know that she's there. She's there to talk with them. She's there. She wants to be there to support them through this difficult time. There could be, you want to get information to see where your kid is and see what they're hearing, to see what they already know, because you don't want to give information that could be even more alarming. So you want to try to get information to see what they already know and what's bothering them. And let them know that you're there to talk to them about whatever can be bothering them. And if it is the, you know, the coronavirus and them fearing what's going on, you have to remain calm and be reassuring to them and let them know that you're there to support them and that you want to listen. Just make time to talk to them. You don't want to blame others or use words that could be accusatory. So you want to be just really supportive and let them know that it's a hard time for everyone. So you do want to normalize that everybody is maybe feeling a little bit worried right now and that we're going to get through this. It's not going to last forever, that we're going to get through this, that there's doctors out there that are helping people and they're supporting people. So you want to reassure them that they're going to be safe, that they're going to be safe. And you can also let them know that, you know, a lot of kids are doing really well during this time and that you're being supportive and that people are out there who are helping each other. But you really want to just be supportive and have them know that this is a difficult time, but we're all going to get through it together, and it's not going to last for a very long time.
Very good. Great. Thank you so much for that information. And I would also like to offer, I just actually did a two-part show on journaling, and that is generally very good, especially for children to do as well, is to sometimes if they're not feeling as comfortable verbalizing,
right,
sometimes that they would just write it down and keep a journal, that they will be able to still get their feelings out and
right,
they can write
great.
It down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Journaling is a great tool. Mm-hmm. And then you could, and they can get their feelings out that way. If they want to discuss it with you can talk to them about that. You know, let them know that it's okay to talk to them about it if they just want to journal it. And if they want to talk about it after they journal it, that would be a good idea, too. So, yes, journaling is really great.
Wonderful. And thank you for sending in that. And also, you can feel free to go. All of our shows are archived. We did a two-part on journaling. You can certainly go back at your convenience and listen to those. They may help you as well. Here's another one. Excuse me. And it says, my first grader was doing well before everything happened. She's having trouble concentrating. I want to help, but I'm not a therapist. Please advise. And this comes from Jean. And so kind of what, a little about what you just explained maybe, or do you have anything else to add to that. And I want to pull in Teresa as well, because she is that grade level specialist as well. So I'll pull her in on as well.
Yeah, I think concentrating can be difficult, too. That's why I say you should always let the child take some breaks. You know, maybe let them work for a couple of hours and take some breaks. And it depends on their age level. So you do want mm-hmm. them to, you know, little kids may have a very, you know, much shorter attention span, so they would have to take more breaks, and they can't work as long. So mm-hmm. but the older kids, okay. they still need breaks, too. But yes, and then having them to making sure that the TV's off, no, they're not using their phones during that time, because that mm-hmm. will distract them from doing their work.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And Ms. Teresa, I think I have you on as well. Are you there?
Mm-hmm. Hello. Yes, I am.
How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. I wanted you to kind of piggyback on that as well. First grader, that I know you've heard the comment that she had.
Yeah.
They were doing well. So.
Well, I agree with our therapist. The one thing I'd like to say, because, you know, to me, I don't know what first grader actually sits and concentrates for any period of time without having to give them a break. To me, breaking, not breaking, it's what your child is used to. Most parents may not know exactly how much time they spend on one certain thing, but my experience with most kids is that I have to make it fun, and I also have to give them a break at the same time. A first grader, my first graders might work longer than others. This time right now, just being home would make me unfocused. So if the child is unfocused, I would just let them have fun, give them fun things to do with their work, and incorporate whatever you're trying to teach them. Because to me right now, it's my opinion, so much is going on. It's not that important to make them sit down and focus for long periods of time. It's just not that important. Right now, there's so many things going on with just the parents that the child could be even not focused because the parent's not focused. So I would say if it was my first grader, I would just have fun. Do about 15 minutes. Stop and if nothing else but jump up and down. And then maybe change your area. Go to the table or go to another area. Make it interesting. Make it fun. You're at home, so it's already a distraction to them. So like the therapist said, you want to give them a break. And, you know, it's okay. Maybe you didn't do anything what we considered working on Monday. Maybe you did a lot on Tuesday. But it's okay not to work every single day like there's going to be no tomorrow. So, you know, just kind of calm down, give yourself a break, and let the kids have fun. Think of fun things for them to do and incorporate their lessons into those fun things.
Great. Right, and I hope that certainly helps. And, of course, you know, the parents, this is something so new for them as well. I believe that a lot of the parents are certainly seeing how hard teachers work and how valuable they really are. In fact, I really think that the Teachers Appreciation Week, I think that will probably roll over into Teachers Appreciation Day every day. Because we're hearing so many parents saying, oh, my gosh, how did they do it? And so teachers, yes, very, very valuable. I'm going to read this other one, Teresa, while you're there. It says, Ms. Donna, thanks for this show. Today my son is in third grade, and we are not quite sure how to perform the distance learning assignment and can't get help from his teacher. Can you help me? This comes from Karen in Covington, and she says, thank you. And, Teresa, I know that you're doing a lot. Well, I know that you're doing a lot of the distant learning, starting with your pre-K
mm-hmm.
children. So
mm-hmm.
is there anything you can offer to her?
Well, according to, I have a relative, both of them work in the public school system because I am private, but depending on the district or the school you're at, the teachers are working hard trying to make sure that the kids have that sort of thing available. But we have to remember every child is different. where my child may be able to distance learn, and it's a real great experience. Some kids are a little bit more hands-on. So I would, if I was the mom, try to contact the teacher, see if you can get something a little more tailored to them. I know some of the school systems have an array of different opportunities for them to learn, but I do know they, from what I'm understanding, they don't have one-on-one with the students. Some children are going to need that. So the mom will have to contact her school system, and she said it was Covington and Covington.
Correct.
And see, and see what they really have to offer and see if he could get some, maybe a little bit more from a teacher. There may be teachers sitting there just waiting for someone to say, hey, I need you. I don't know exactly how they work. I know in DeKalb, they put together a really extensive program for them to work. So tell her, I would tell her to contact her school system and see what else that can be done. Third grade is a crucial, crucial grade. And you don't want to be left out. You don't want to lose anything. And also, you know, mom, be confident that you also can teach. It's, you know, you have a lot of different things. The internet is just full of things and full of programs. A lot of your programs that you have to pay for normally are giving it away free during the coronavirus. And we've even had some of those on our apps, and they have worked out really good. So this might be a good opportunity for them to have fun and take advantage of some of those. And just contact your school system. See what they can offer for you.
Mm-hmm. And to know that just because the schools are actually closed to the students are not coming in to the schools, just kind of reassuring them that the teachers are still available, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. So, Karen, thank you for sending that in. Here is one that says, Ms. Dawn, I have two kids in high school, one in middle school. My middle schooler seems to be lost in all this. Is there help that I can give her both academically and emotionally? I'm going to bring Lisa in on our conversation as well. Lisa is our middle school educator. And Lisa, hi.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
Good. I am so glad. Thank you for joining us as well. And, of course, she has a middle schooler that seems to be lost a little bit in what's going on, and she's wanting to know if you can kind of give her something academically, and then we'll defer this back to Dawana. She has on there emotionally.
Well, first I'd like to say I heard a lot of good things from my therapist, a first-grade teacher, and it, you know, helped me, you know, a lot in talking with younger individuals as well. I know I was watching one comedy show, and they was like, was saying how the children are doing at home. They said, Lord, I wasn't called to be no teacher. I was called to be a mom. I wasn't called to do Common Core. And they was like, there's a special place in heaven for teachers. Yeah, I didn't know. I wouldn't know. I ain't no cook. They come open the refrigerator door every 5 minutes and different things of that nature. But even though she did it comedically, it's really true. So
sure.
A lot of stress in the home altogether. But as far as our middle schoolers, they present a little bit different structure because, we have to realize that they are not in elementary, they are not in high school, so they're right there in the middle. And at this rate, at this age, they are more prone to really be peer pressured and be in a zone where they really would like to be with their peers. So that is really something that we really have to, look at, as well as far as, during this time that we are doing distant learning. So I'm not sure that answered your question partially, but, you can let me know if there's any more detail I need to add.
Okay, sure. I'm going to bring Dawana back in because she's also stating emotionally what kind of, how can she help her?
Okay, so yes, I agree with the previous speaker, and kids do experience a lot of peer pressure from their friends, and they want to interact with their friends a lot, and they want to put the schoolwork on the back burner. So you do have to kind of structure it where they are, they do have time to do their work. You may have to monitor them. You may have to monitor them in the beginning just to make sure that they get into a routine of doing their work. And then make sure that you provide some time for them to have fun, to play games, you know, video games with their friends or do their create their dance, TikTok videos or whatever they like to do. I think that's important for them to have their fun time as well. So you have to set aside a time and say, okay, from this time to this time you're going to be studying, and then you're going to, you can have some free time to do this. And then as far as emotionally, make sure you sit down and talk with your kids one-on-one about how they're feeling, what's going on. Ask them questions. Find out where their head is. And you do have to kind of monitor what's going on their when they're on the internet or on their phones, because there's a lot of terrible things that are out there online. So you want to monitor what they're doing during their screen time. But you also want to make sure that they know that you're available to talk to them, and that that if they're feeling upset or worried about different things, that they can come talk to you. And then let them know, too, that, you know, there's therapists out there that they can talk to as well. So we are available, you know, to do telehealth, which is when we do the therapy online. There are therapists, all therapists, most therapists are out there doing that now. We're doing telehealth, we're providing that so that you don't have to come into the office. You can just do it. You can do it by phone. If you have an iPhone, you can do FaceTime, or you can do it through Zoom or other avenues, Doxy. So there's different ways you can provide telehealth right now, and they can speak with a therapist if they have, you know, a lot of emotional problems.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. And in case you all are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are speaking with our wonderful panel of educators, and we're so excited to be able to provide you with some information that will help you as you are wearing a new hat of being a distant a learner. Well, not distant learner, but you're assisting your children as they are distant learning. And so we are going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break. And again, our email address is donnaspeaks@gmail.com. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come by remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will. You can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800, 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
Are you looking for a fabulous voice? You found it here on MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Miss Donna's voice is one of a kind to fit any voiceover need for sure. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help your message stand apart from the rest. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' mind when describing Miss Donna's voice. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on-hold and phone messaging systems, interactive voice response, live announcing, MC, commercials, narrations, audiobooks, documentaries, talk show hosting, and e-learning. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right voice and choice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com, www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the best choice. Hire Miss Donna's voice.
This commercial was produced by MsDonnaSpeaks.com, MsDonnaSpeaks.com.
Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com. Do you want your children to be respectful and kind to others? Do you want to foster positive relationships, gain the skills to manage traumatic experiences, or just learn helpful ways to manage the stresses of everyday life? If you do, contact Awana Swift at CompassionFostersChange@yahoo.com. CompassionFostersChange@yahoo.com. At Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services, you will experience a listening ear and gain the skills and insight to manage problems on your own. Counseling services are provided for children, adults, and families. For a consultation or to make an appointment, go to CompassionFostersChange@yahoo.com. 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 At Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services, you and your family will receive the support needed to foster more happiness in life. Compassion Fosters Change Counseling Services. This commercial was produced by MsDonnaSpeaks.com, MsDonnaSpeaks.
Congratulations, Etiquette Lady, on your show's 12th year anniversary. You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894. Or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we are back, and we are having a wonderful conversation with a panel of educators. We're talking about homeschooling and distance learning now that all of the children are having to do all of their work online. And we've been answering some of the questions that you all have sent in. I want to go to this one. It says, thank you for this show. We usually have a tutor, but with social distancing, she can't come over. I'm laid off of my job, and I'm not sure how to do this work. Are there any tutors I can get online? I hope so. And this comes from Jet in Orlando. And so Jet is wanting to know whether there are any tutors that are available online. And I know you just mentioned, I think that was you, Teresa, that had mentioned that there were several, there was quite a bit you can get online for free. What about tutors?
Ah, that's a good question. I know they're out there before this, so I'm sure they're out there without. She probably just has to type in tutors. I do know a couple companies that were doing that, but I don't know about how they're doing the online thing. But I'm sure there must be. Anybody else got any suggestions? Because I don't know any right offhand, but I know they're there.
Sure. probably more than ever now with the social distancing. That's a really good that's a good thought. And Jed is in Orlando. So perhaps just have him
probably
reach
just
out.
Type in, they probably could type in tutors on your computer in their area. And
right.
Probably come up with a whole list of them. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
If I may say as well, I don't know if he's looking for one that he has to pay for or not, but like this previous speaker was saying, probably can put in a tutor, but free tutor, that's what they're looking for. But also, you can there are ways you can tutor yourself, like Khan Academy, IXL, different websites, depending on what you're looking for. So, again,
I think Khan Academy is free also.
Right. Khan Academy and those sites are, yes, a lot of those are free if you don't really need a one-on-one tutor.
Right. IXL is awesome. We use it. It's not free thus far. I think you can get like a 30-day tutorial. I mean, you could do it for 30 days before you have to pay, I think. But we use that every day, and we love that program. And we also love Khan Academy. There's something Lealo or something. They're free now. Education.com is doing some stuff for free. Trying to think of the apps that we have on ours, but those are a couple. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And thank you for that. Here's what it says, Miss Donna. Thank you for planning this show for us. I'm not getting much support. For my 7-year-old twins, I'm not good with a computer, and who else can I get to help us out? Thank you. And this is from, it looks like Hazem Mala. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Hazem Mala in Atlanta. Yeah. So with the computer, who should Hazem Mala maybe reach out to the school maybe?
Yeah,
I must admit. Go ahead. Go ahead, ma'am.
Lisa.
Oh, I was just saying, I must have missed the question. She was saying something about the computer.
Yeah, she said she is not getting much support for her 7-year-old twins, and she's stating that she's not good with the computer, and who else can I get to help us out?
Okay. 7-year-olds and computers?
Yes.
I think most kids are on iPads now, aren't they? Most of the younger kids?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking most of them are on iPads.
And she could be referring to that and just still saying computers.
Okay. So she's looking for someone to help her with it? Is that what she's saying?
Right.
I guess I'm a little...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's wanting to know how she can get some support because she's not getting... I'm not getting much support. So we don't know who she is seeking that support from, correct? So it should be the school,
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So not sure exactly where
you're... I'm sure the technicians are on stuff. I know they are in DeKalb County. They have teachers that have technical knowledge and can help. So I'm sure her school could do that.
Okay, wonderful. So Hazmala, if you reach out to your school, they should certainly be able to provide you with the help that you need. And in case you talk to one person, just maybe ask them if you could possibly talk to their technology person. I think that would be a great person to ask. Here's one it says. Hello, I didn't realize that teachers do so much work. I have 3 children and one computer, and I am trying to schedule them, but they need to be on the computer at the same time. Please help. This comes from Joanne, and Joanne is in Michigan. So
Did the school systems not send home their computers with them? I know the kids here. I was told they took computers home with them. the kids all had a computer to go home and with them. So I don't know about Michigan, though. That's my hometown. Yay, Michigan. Well, my home state.
Well, I'm thinking, though, yeah. I know that there was, you know, there's still an issue here where I remember them stating that some of the children do not have computers, and that's one of the major issues that they're having is a lot of, they're finding that a lot of these children are not logging on due to the fact that they do not have, you know, access to the computers. And so it could be, you know, obviously it's probably the same around the country than just some areas that they do not have them right now. And, you know, by them having to be responsible now for their distance learning, that they're not in a position to go out and purchase any when they have multiple children. I do recall hearing the superintendent here mentioning that. And so not quite sure how that is being handled. So,
what that
but
mom
have her
can
reach
do,
out
I'm
to
sorry.
Uh-huh.
Donna, what that
go
mom
right
could
ahead.
Do is literally go right online and print out some information or worksheets and then stagger them. While you're working on reading, you're working on the worksheet, you're on the computer. That would be very easy just to stagger them. They don't have to be on the computer all day long. Stagger them out and give one child maybe at that age group, you know, 45 minutes or so or an hour or whatever, and just stagger them because there's more to do than just sit on the computer. So there's a lot of printables that you can get for free that goes along with your age group. And if you don't have, if you can't get like IXL, everybody does a temporary 3-day, 5-day, 30 days. So, and you can print any materials you need.
Okay. And
right.
Ms. Donna, if I may speak on that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah, go right ahead.
My comment on that as well.
Absolutely.
Yes, that was my next thing I was going to mention by her having three students and one computer. First of all, I know, I don't know if they're that the seventh, they're 7-7, correct? So that was
say that again, sir.
Now, this is just three children. She didn't say how old they were. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, if they're middle or high, they're losing their computers, losing their chargers, or they're going on sites and then the whole computer shut down. So one thing we're running into now with a lot of the children, a lot of their computers were in a place of where it needed to be fixed because of different issues, whether things going on sites they shouldn't be going on and tampering and different things. So, and of course, we all know that was automatic. It was just they was out of school one day and then next week we weren't in school anymore, and that's to the whole year. So some of those students, even though they should be taking them home to complete assignments, many of them still have computers in their lockers, which they're not allowed to get. But I know for my school, we have made amends that some of those students, depending on who, if you reach out to the right individuals, which you should be reaching out to your administrator, they can provide hard copies. A lot of them, if you request, they can provide hard copies of the actual work, similar to what they're doing or what they're doing. And if they can pick them up at a certain time, I think at one time they was making it where they could pick them up when they pick up the food every week when they pick up their lunches. So that may be something that can be looked at as well. And to keep it from changing hands so much, they can just scan back the answers to the teachers, and that way they pick it up and no one even have to touch it again.
That is great to know. Yeah, that's great to know. Thank you, Lisa, for that. And we actually have one final. Let's see, it says, I really appreciate teachers, and thank you, Ms. Donna, for the show. Okay, you're certainly welcome. And here's one that says, can you please ask the therapist what can she offer to parents who are dealing with depression but trying to help their children? And this is from Sarah, and Sarah is sending this in from Texas. Thank you, Sarah.
Okay, so yes, that's a good question. So parents, you have to be able to take care of yourself. You have to seek help for yourself as well. So I would suggest that the parent make sure that they're, you know, getting therapy themselves, receiving support so that they can be a better support to their kids. Because kids, they can sense when there's something wrong. So you want to be able to receive your own support as well. And then talk to your kids, still be calm and talk to your kids. You can have another trusted family member speak with your kids as well, help you to provide support for your kids too during this time. You can do research on the internet with your kids about the coronavirus if they're concerned about it. There's information on the CDC website about how to talk to your children about the coronavirus, so you can look at that website where it's actually geared towards kids and talking to them about the virus. But I would suggest that the parent seeking support for their depression, and then also provide that for the kids if the kids need it, because you have to be able to take care of yourself too, and then you can provide more support for your children.
Thank you so much, and I'm sure that will be very, very helpful. And I would certainly venture to also add that you don't want to look at the news all day, constantly.
Right.
Because there's so much negative news right now that, I mean, just watching 10 minutes of it, that's pretty much enough, I would think, for time period. You know, you want to be aware of what's going on, but you don't want to just soak your spirit through and through with negativity. And if you're doing it, then, of course, your children will also, if they're in the household, they're also listening as well. So
right.
You know, we want, in order to encourage them, we have to also be encouraged. It's what you were saying. You have to take care of yourself. And but listen, I thank you all so much for spending time with us this evening. And parents, certainly please be encouraged. You're doing a great job. The most important thing is you've been reaching out, and certainly reach out to your schools and to your teachers. Although the schools are closed, the teachers, we found out, they are still available to be able to assist you. So, and if you speak with one person and you can't get the information that you are needing, please try to speak with someone else, okay? And again, I thank you all so much, wonderful panel, and I want to applaud you all. I just thank you so much and really, really appreciate you taking the time to encourage the parents. And again, thank you all so much for supporting our show. Thanks for listening. Those of you who may be listening for the first time, as well as our loyal listeners that listen to us each time that we're on, we certainly do appreciate that as well. We're glad that you become a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. If you have a topic that you would like to hear us discuss in the future, please let us know, and we'll certainly do all we can in order to make that happen. We do try to do that as well. Thank you so much for continuing to tell your friends and family about our show. We certainly do appreciate that. Part of our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, and we know we can only do that one person at a time. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That just happens to be one of my favorite proverbs. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. And again, we hope that you have heard something this evening that is going to encourage you, that's going to help you as you continue to maneuver through the distance learning and the homeschooling. And I would certainly suggest to, please, I know a lot of you are saying, or at least experiencing some of the things that the teachers are going through when they have their children, have your children all during the day, throughout the week, throughout the school year. So I'm going to ask you, if you would, if you haven't already, some of you may have, is to make sure that you send your teacher a thank you note. Email them a thank you note or send them a handwritten thank you note, just appreciating them, okay? And I certainly do, again, appreciate you all for tuning in. I cannot say it enough to be encouraged. And, of course, again, our goal is, of this particular show is to uplift, to inspire, and certainly to encourage you. So again, thank you all for listening. Good night, take care, and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we will discuss another exciting topic.